Have you met All Modern? All Modern brings you the best of modern furniture, and they deliver it free in days, not weeks. That's right, they deliver it in days. Waiting weeks for your order to arrive isn't ideal, especially when you've just moved. So get your sofa ASAP from All Modern and sit comfortably by building out the rest of your space. That's modern made simple. At All Modern, you'll find only the best of modern styles, from Scandi to mid-century, minimalist to maximalist. Every piece is hand-vetted for quality and designed for real life. Shop the best of modern outdoor furniture, timeless decor, and everything in between. Find timeless designs in every style that fold, function, and fun all in one. From small decor swaps to full room revamps, All Modern has you covered. Shop online at allmodern.com or visit them in-store in Linfield and Dedham, Massachusetts, or in Austin, Texas. That's All Modern.
She said, get out the chat room and clean my Glad Stretch. Feeling fine, so fresh.
The Glad Girl Group coming at you with a throwback jam. That was Glad Force Flex Drawstring Trash Bags featuring Pine Sol Original Scent. And that's better than all good. It's all Glad.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
This is what I'm sick of hearing, and it's now triggering me. I wish them well. No, you don't. I don't wish them well. You don't wish them well. I get dragged all the time.
Oh, I do too.
And I deserve it.
Believe
Most
me.
Of the time, I deserve
Same.
It.
Same.
I don't get angry. For what? What do you get angry about?
I get angry about everything. What don't I get angry about?
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, it's Jeff Lewis, and I have issues. In today's episode, Taylor Armstrong and Doug Buden join the show. We talk about Taylor's switch to the OC Housewives, cat memes, and Shane's cousin's genitalia. Is it weird, like Real Housewife Orange County star, when you were the Real Housewife of Beverly Hills star?
It's a little bit of getting used to.
You're the only person I know of, right, that has made the crossover
officially
from one city to the next, correct?
Yeah, it's kind of like the bisexual thing, right? Crossing over.
Yes, and that is something we're going to address later in the show. Oscar, our intern over there, are you an intern or do you work here now?
I work here.
Okay, anyway. So he's also bisexual, but he's also demisexual.
Pam?
He's sapiosexual. He's all kinds of things I don't understand.
He's just so
but
sexual.
But he's not a Beverly Hills housewife and an Orange County
he's
housewife.
He's not. No, no.
You're
no.
missing one category.
Not an intern either.
How is it being on Real Housewives of Orange County versus, because it was 10 years ago you were on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. You were on for the first three seasons, correct?
Yes. How's it different?
Yeah.
Well, I think because I started out with the original cast of Beverly Hills, and the original six of us were real friends, so we started our own problems together. And I've jumped into Orange County, and they have their own existing problems from the past, and so I'm catching up a little bit on why they have some beefs that I wasn't aware of.
Well, Doug was saying, like, I don't understand, you weren't on the episode last night, and then you had said that you actually are considered a friend of the show, but you've been, like, you're in so many scenes.
Yes, I am a friend, and I guess that's why they didn't have me on last night. I'm so upset.
Okay, so they have to because they don't want to hire you as a full-time cast person? Is that the deal?
Or were you there, and they just cut you out of it, or you just weren't part of any of those scenes that they showed?
I was not there.
Okay.
No.
Okay, because they are utilizing you, though. They're using you a lot,
yes.
Which is a good sign. Hopefully, you become a permanent cast member next season.
Hopefully.
If you want to.
Yes, I would love that. I've really gotten to know the cast and have really enjoyed my time with them. And now that I've gotten to know them better and know a little more of their backstory, I think I'll become a more valuable player next year.
But you are heavily featured in the still to come this season on The Real Housewives. Like, there was a lot of you there. So I know that there's a lot more coming.
Oh, there's a lot more coming. You better stay tuned.
Oh,
so the good news is they're really using you, hopefully, a lot. And then you'll stay. Because I think you're a great housewife, obviously. I mean, they thought so, too. Now, how did all of this start? Because you were off. So you left in season three of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, which was probably a good decision at that point.
Yes.
You had dealt with a very personal tragedy. Your husband passed away.
Yes.
Your ex-husband, yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. We had gone through so much with the abuse and then the suicide. And it was time for me definitely to take a break. And I felt the network thought the same. And I took my daughter and moved away for a little time. We really couldn't go anywhere without the paparazzi and people outside our home. It was very much chaos. And Kennedy, my daughter, was only 5 at the time. And I just felt like it was way too much for her to be exposed to and too much for me, frankly, as well. So I took her to Vail, Colorado, put her in a tiny little school and skied for a few years and just catch my breath and kind of found myself again.
So you went to Vail, Colorado for how long after Beverly Hills?
Let's see. She started the second half of first grade there, and then we left there. She started fourth grade back in OC.
So you were there for a while. So then you moved to Orange County.
I did.
You elected not to go back to Beverly Hills.
I thought about going back to Beverly Hills, but my parents moved to Orange County when I was 17. So Orange County really is home for me. And I'm an only child, and Kennedy's an only grandchild. So I felt like that was a better fit for us to get back into our family life.
I mean, I've watched The Housewives from day one, and it's crazy to think that Kennedy is now 17. I remember the birthday party, which you got a lot of flack for that.
Wasn't it Alice in Wonderland?
It was the Mad Hatter. The new Alice in Wonderland with Johnny Depp had just come out, and that's why I walked on the table and I was acting a little crazy as always. But yeah, I know, I can't believe she turned four. But you know what's funny about that whole birthday party that I got so much flack for?
Yeah.
The $50,000 birthday party. It's like laughable in Beverly Hills.
I agree.
They would be like, oh, it's so sad. Only
$50,000. Right.
Poor thing. So I was going to ask you, are the birthday parties in OC like just much different, or now people spending that kind of money in Orange County also, do you think?
Orange County is so much more laid back, and I feel like it's not the keeping up with the Joneses that the Beverly Hills girls mm-hmm. go through with one another. So, but I do think that they would laugh at my $50,000.
I think it's what was one of, because we had dinner last night with your husband, John, as well, and who I really like, by the way.
Well,
I really,
liked
him.
You too.
It ended up being a much longer dinner than I thought, but everybody was hitting it off. And I think it was like a 3-hour dinner. But I thought it was interesting when you told me that, you know, you had at the time when we were watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, it seemed like a very charmed life, right? It didn't seem like, I mean, you were very, very privileged. And it was interesting is that you had told me, you know, I had this black Amex card. I really could spend whatever I want. And you did. But what was interesting, your husband was very controlling and very financially dominating. And you told me last night, which was interesting, at the end of the month, when he got the credit card statements, what would happen?
He would call me into his office and pull up my credit card statement, and then we'd go line by line, and he'd want to know who I was with on every occasion. You were at Starbucks, and you spent $15.60. Now, I know you don't eat that much at Starbucks, so who were you with having coffee? You were at the Beverly Hills Hotel and spent $140. Who were you with? And he would go line by line, and that is a form of control. So often, financial abuse is such a huge form of control in domestic situations.
That's insane. So this was a monthly, regular occurrence where he doesn't really care if you're at Barney's and you're spending $6,000, but where he's concerned is restaurants, coffee, bars.
Who are you with?
Wow. So was he tremendously insecure?
I think.
Or just controlling?
Narcissistic and so controlling. Very, very jealous. I mean, I remember being in a facial one day and him calling me, and I had like one of those masks on and trying to have a conversation with him. And he's like, where are you? And I'm like, I'm literally getting a facial. Like, do you want to talk to the person who's giving me the facial? And unfortunately, it was a man, which started a whole new thing. And I'm like, I'm at the face place. Right. Nothing is going down here, I promise. Yeah. But it was like that all the time. The phone just ringing and ringing and ringing. And
keeping
always,
tabs on you.
All the time. I mean, and also lots of recording devices in my cars, in my houses, monitoring.
Really?
Yeah. He eventually had me take a polygraph test.
Wow.
It's so interesting also that he was, I'm thinking back now because I also watched from the very beginning, and he was actually in a lot of scenes. I would have thought that he wouldn't even allow you to do a show like this.
Yeah. Why did he allow you to do that show?
Narcissistic. He thought that the world would love him. He was very charming when he wanted to be. Mm. And I think he thought the world would only see the good side of him. And in retrospect, for me, I think that one of the reasons I went on the show is he could be so good. And when the cameras were around, I thought maybe he would be the better form of himself because he wanted the world to love him. When we would go out to dinner with friends, you know, abusers don't act out in public. They want to be loved. They act out in private. So what better way to have my whole life public than to have cameras around me and tons of friends?
So it's even safer for you in that respect. That makes sense to
me. And it wasn't conscious at the time. It's just in reflection. I think that was part of my thinking.
Right. That makes sense.
Your current husband, John, you've been married for 9 years. How did you meet?
We met because he was a mutual friend of mine. And after Russell passed, I was left with a $1.4 million corporate lawsuit that he was actually fighting. And when he passed, we were still divorced, so it went to me. And then also we were looking for all the assets because, again, with the financial control, I had no access to money, only my credit card. So we had to unlock all of those bank accounts to find out where all the assets were and then to fight this corporate lawsuit. And John is an attorney and also has worked in corporate law. So my friend asked John to help me navigate all the attorneys.
So you weren't privy to any sort of financial information at all. Did you have at any point in time with all these lawsuits and did they ever any seize your property like they did Erica Jane?
No, I never had any property seizure. But what ended up happening with the corporate lawsuit, because they had in-house counsel and I just couldn't continue fighting it. I mean, my legal bills were like $100,000 here and I was not able to keep up. So finally, John ended up settling with them. And in the background of the phone call, I'll never forget this. He was on the phone with the CEO and his wife is yelling, "I want her ring and I want her Birkin bags." And I had quite a large wedding ring and she's yelling that in the background. And finally I was like, give him the ring, give him the Birkin bags. I need this to be over. Like, I can't handle this any longer. So an attorney literally came to my home and took my wedding ring and two Birkin bags.
Wow.
Isn't that creepy? Like a wedding ring I would have given to my daughter.
Wow. Okay.
Gross.
I remember reading when that happened. I remember that.
By the way, when we went to Marwa last night, I feel really bad because Shane and I, what happened was, I was running like 7-8 minutes late. I don't like to be late. So I pressed the up button for the elevator and there was a woman there. Remember, Shane? And the woman there was on the phone and she was kind of halfway paying attention. Well, the elevator opened and I'm like, ma'am, are you going up? And then she said, yeah, because she was on the phone. And so she went in the elevator and then I realized that elevator was going to the basement. And it closed, and I realized, and I was like, oh, shit. And then before I walked in, I'm going up. I'm not going down. And so it closed, and then we sent her to the basement.
Oh. And then at the same time, the one going up showed up, so then we beat her to the top.
I felt really bad about that.
She was on the phone anyway, so she had more to talk about with whoever it was.
So after 10 years of being off TV, now I know that you... you wrote a New York Times bestseller, Hiding from Reality, in 2012. So that was a tremendous success for you. Did you ever have, when a book does that well, does your publisher or your book agent, do they ask you to do another?
I've talked to her about doing that. I talked to her about doing one with Dr. Charlie Sophie, who helped me through a lot of it.
Yeah, I know Dr. Sophie,
yes. I knew you would, yes. I thought having his perspective, because he went through almost all of that with me and having his input to talk about the different variables that I went through because they relate to so many women and men actually with domestic abuse. But I think they didn't really want to revisit all of that. There's so much to the story as you and I were talking about last night.
More to the story.
So I think that if I redid anything about the book, I would make it where you see the end because the end of the book is just sad. I'm just in a really bad place. And so seeing how there is life after, I think, is a powerful message.
There's things that now I get confused. Like when we talk for 3 hours, I get confused of what I can repeat and what I can't repeat. And I don't want to misstep. So I know that there was a whole, like you said, the story keeps going and there's another business partner and all that. We don't talk about that, right?
Well, I mean, we could.
Okay, I just want to make sure it's okay to go there.
Well, now we've mentioned it.
So yeah. Russell had a business partner.
Correct.
And it turned out that he ended up also taking his own life. Is that true?
Yes, the day after.
The day after Russell.
The day after I found Russell. I'm not sure exactly what day he ended up taking his life, but after it became public, it was all over the media, that same day is when his business partner took his life.
See, no one knows that.
No one knows that.
And it's because of why? Why does no one know that?
Because of his particular religion, his family had asked that it not become public until they were able to take him and have him properly buried.
I don't want to stir anything up, but is it possible that they were in business with the wrong people?
I think there's a lot of speculation that that was the case.
Okay. And is it possible that both of these men could have taken their own lives to protect their families?
I think that's highly likely as well.
Okay. All right. Yep, that's interesting.
Heavy.
Really heavy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, let's make it. We'll make a little left turn.
Did you know that Taylor is the most memed meme of all memes? Did you know that?
No.
There's the meme of Taylor screaming at the dinner table. Where was that?
Malibu.
In Malibu. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that image is the most memed meme of all.
Yelling
memes.
At the white cat with the salad.
Can we see that meme? I don't remember this meme.
You know, I said to Taylor, Sal sent it to me because I apparently made a similar face on Cooking Kibitz. Sal compared me to Taylor. I said, do you even know who that is? He said, no, but that's the most famous meme.
I've had friends send it to me and I'm like, oh, are you watching Bravo now? And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, this is an iconic moment in the Bravo pantheon. And they're like, oh, no, I'm just on Twitter. Like,
and even the description just says, the woman yells at cat. that's what it says.
When that meme got popular in 2019, which it still continues, there's Halloween costumes. There's so much merch out there. And I've never made a dime off of it. But when it first started happening, Kyle and I started sending them to each other. And it was just saying, woman yelling at cat. And finally on social media, I was like, the woman yelling at cat is me.
It's iconic. I mean, you must get recognized by so many people who are not just Bravo people.
I was at the Laguna Auto Center a few days ago, and I literally went back to get my car, and the guys, like all the Grease Monkey dudes, were like, are you that lady with yelling at the cat?
Are you like, lady yelling at the
cat? I don't understand.
A housewife or like anything
else?
Do
we play it?
No, it's the image.
That's
it. So people take that image on the left and compare it or insert other images.
They'll leave Taylor and they'll take the cat out and they'll have someone else there. But like, yeah, there's Halloween costumes where someone's dressed, like they'll have a cutout of Taylor and then they'll be the cat or something.
Yeah, I was actually in this fabulous gay bar and this guy came in as the woman yelling cat meme. He was dressed like the cat and he had a salad attached to him. And then he was holding up a poster board of me yelling and I came up behind him. He didn't know I was there. And I was like, hey.
I would have freaked out.
That's a little bit amazing.
So I'm trying to figure out how you ended up on Real Housewives of Orange County. Now, I know that you did the ultimate girls trip. Was that 2021?
Yes.
Okay.
22.
Wait, so,
it might have been 21.
So did...
No, 21.
So did... How did that happen? Did just Andy call you? Who calls you and says, hey, you know, we're doing this
Dorinda's
girls trip.
Got a room for you.
Yeah, we're doing this girls trip at Bluestone Manor. We want you to be a part of it. Is that what happens?
Yeah, Andy called me, and he was so cute. He said, okay, it's just going to be fun, like no drama, just a girls trip, you know? And I'm like, Andy Cohen, do you really think? I'm like, I'm going, but if you think I'm believing there's not any drama, you're funny. And then at the very end, after I said yes, he said, okay, wait, one more question. Are you willing to film with Brandy Glanville? And I was like, that's what I thought.
That was one of my questions. Did you have a feeling that she was going to be there before?
He told me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Did you have an issue with her on that trip?
We kind of had it out on that trip, finally, but it was all stuff from the past. And
they went in having beef.
Yes.
But the beef got sort of addressed and squashed, and then it flared up again, but then you squashed it again, and then it flared, and then a squash. So you ended up okay, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we're good now. I mean, gosh only knows if we get back together, we'll probably start screaming at each other again, but...
I really want to stay at that Bluestone Manor. That's on my bucket list.
I know.
I keep talking to Dorinda about it.
It's so beautiful.
It's so cool.
And she's a great, great hostess.
Fabulous hostess.
But I take off my shoes before I go upstairs, though, right?
You better do that. And do not take any food up there.
No.
And who had to sleep in the sleep sofa? Was that?
A Brandy.
Oh, that was Brandy. But it was a nice sleep sofa.
Yeah.
So you do ultimate housewives, girls trip, whatever. And then, obviously, you know, you were a standout. And then what happens with Real Housewives? Do you come up with that idea? You're like, hey, I'm living in Orange County. I'd love to be a part of the show.
So I had so much fun on Ultimate Girls, and it was such a different vibe for me because I wasn't going through hell, basically. You know, my home life wasn't a mess, and my show life wasn't a mess, and there wasn't all the craziness going on. I mean, craziness on the show, but I had so much fun, and I thought, I miss this. And so I talked to Andy after, and I said, I would like to go on Orange County. I live there. My family's lived there forever. It's home to me. And he said, I'm open to it. And I was like, really? Because I just thought, this is a long shot, but why not?
Total, like, just popped in my head. Alison Dubois, that psychic.
Yeah.
You were there at Camille's house that night,
yes.
Right? Is she a good psychic?
Have
you ever done a reading with her?
No. I think she's a medium, though.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think she thinks she's both. But that show Medium was after her, remember?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So she did she make any predictions that came true?
She
or?
Did to Kyle.
What did
dinner.
She say? Because somebody
something
told
about
her
the
husband
marriage.
Will never emotionally fulfill you. That was what she said.
Ooh, that just gave
and
me
then
chills.
She said, I could tell you the day you're going to die.
That yeah, that was the part I thought was like,
but
the day you're going
to
die.
She didn't warn you all that the sprinkler was going to turn on while you were trying to escape the house. That happened.
I think that was
she probably did that on purpose.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, do you think Camille, I'm sorry, do you think Camille did that? Do you think they did turn on the sprinkler or was it just coincidence?
I don't think Camille knows how to turn on the sprinkler.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
Are you still friends with Camille?
Yeah, friendly. Yeah,
yeah, friendly.
We, you know, we don't see each other that much. And as you all know that live here, a lot of people are under the impression that, oh, Orange County, Beverly Hills, they must hang out all the time. But it's a two worlds apart just from a traffic perspective. So it's not that easy to pop up.
Plus, isn't Camille in Malibu?
Yes.
Which is so, it's like an, yeah, it's like another state.
Correct.
So when you live out there, it's isolating. It's beautiful, but it is isolating.
Absolutely.
I don't think I could do that. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
For 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day's work than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's because since day one, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. We use three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked from family farms, then blended to perfection in cold-press to create the epic hard lemonade you know and love. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
What kind of day is it? It's a White Claw day. Light and refreshing tasting. Uniquely cold way filtered. There's an iconic flavor for everyone. Come on, grab a pack. White Claw. Grab life by the claw. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavor. White Claw seltzer works Chicago, Illinois.
She said, get out the chat room and clean my Glad stretch. Feeling pine so fresh.
The Glad Girl Group coming at you with a throwback jam. That was Glad Force Flex Drawstring Trash Bags featuring Pine Sol Original Scent. And that's better than all good. It's all Glad.
All right, you've got an appearance today at LAX.
I do.
Okay, what time will you be there? Look now- at Taylor's face.
He's kidding. Oh.
It Sorry. Just means that I need some entertainment at LAX.
Oh, come on by LAX. Originally planned for gate 43, but now I will be at gate 47B.
Okay, and what time is your flight
it's
leave?
It's going to be a very quick appearance because my flight departs at 12:23. And
what time do you board,
time,
do you
it's
think?
It's time to go to the airport.
I'm going to board at about 11:45, but I'm group one, so I'm just going to walk right in.
Okay, so if you're interested in seeing Doug and meeting him and getting a picture, probably get to that gate. Gate what?
Get to gate 47B.
47B, like probably around 11:30, because yeah. you're not going to have a long time. What about the lounge, though, if people want to be in the lounge?
I don't think I'm going to have time for the lounge today.
Is it Delta Lounge? Or
no,
where?
American.
Oh, the American
Lounge. A T4, but that's right across from gate 43.
But if they want extra time with Doug, they could get on the shuttle with him from the parking garage.
Oh, where were you parking?
I'll be at Wally Park Shuttle.
Yes.
but don't look for my regular car, because I'm in a rental car.
Oh, what color is it?
They're never going to find you.
Black. Oh. It's a black rental car.
Okay.
So look for me and say hi, won't you?
Now, I did want to point out, so yesterday Patty Stanger was here, and she brought her pheromone sprays. We were lighting pheromone candles, which made everyone in this room crazy horny.
Really?
But I just wanted to point out, everybody was kind of fired up, right?
Horned up.
But those pheromones, did you notice? Not one person was attracted to Alyssa. I mean, even the pheromones don't work on Alyssa.
But those are the most expensive pheromones in the world.
Well, I know they work, but I think Alyssa might need more pheromones than most, don't you think?
She needs like a heavy duty one.
Because I don't think anybody was attracted
to
her.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. She's married. So what does that matter?
I'm just saying, you still want to be you want people, you want to be desired, right?
Is it drops or spray?
By the way, dudes were checking you out last night at Marois.
Oh,
Does your husband know that? Does he notice that?
You
look good last night.
Oh, thank you. So did you.
There was a cute guy at Sightglass who was also looking at Taylor, and I had my eye on him, and then he was looking at Taylor.
She's such a cock blocker, Taylor. This is the last time you're coming on the show.
Such a crush on him.
All right, so let's talk about OC. Who do we like? Who do we don't like? Who are we getting along with? Who are our besties?
So Tamara and I did Ultimate Girls Trip together. Okay. So we kind of came in with a relationship, and she's so spicy and fiery. She wasn't like that on Ultimate Girls. So I got to see a little bit of fiery side of Tamara more so on OC, mm-hmm. which I've enjoyed, and that, especially because the fire's not coming my direction, which is nice.
Right.
Uh-huh. And then Shannon and I have become really close. We are now officially the Hot Mess Sisters. I asked her to be my tequila wife, and I gave her a little sombrero ring, which she was really happy about. She wore it all evening at the Quiet Woman. So I feel like we're kind of tequila engaged. And she and I just have a blast
She's
together.
She's so fun.
She's so fun. I know you guys are friends too.
Now you guys, so you're almost an empty nester, right? Because Kennedy will be a senior this year.
Yes.
So you're, and then Shannon is an empty nester.
The twins are going away.
So you girls are just ready to go out.
We are. We are ready
to
go.
And hit the Quiet Woman.
That is it.
Is that where you go?
Yeah, except here's the problem. If everybody Shannon's going to date is going to end up at the Quiet Woman, we're going to have to eventually find a new place. Because, like, we ran into David Bedore there. We ran into John there.
Right.
She went out with a couple of other guys, and they came in there one night we were there. I'm like, we're going to have to move spots because this place is too small for you and all your men.
Now, there's a whole storyline here about, you know, there's a movie that you actually have shot called The Guardian with, is it Eric Roberts?
Yes.
Okay, so that movie is shot, done. When will that movie come out?
You know, I don't know. With everything that's going on, I assume it's going to be streaming, but I need to check in with all of that.
And are you SAG?
I am not.
Oh, non-union.
I was about to be until...
Until this happened.
Yeah.
Well, hold it off.
And then you shot another movie after that.
Yes, we shot Masterpiece, which I'm really excited about. It's a thriller, and I play an anchor. And
A
news anchor. Okay. Which is a good role for me.
It is.
Especially because...
A boat anchor. Come on.
A boat anchor.
Two shackles, I'm going in. What are you talking about?
The great thing about, for me being a new actress, playing an anchor is such a straightforward role. It's easy. I'm just delivering the news. And I think that's a good way for me to break in as opposed to having to have like tons of emotions and it feeling a little false that those are my first roles. So I'm really excited about it. And it's a thriller, but I filmed all of my scenes at my desk, my news desk. But my favorite part of the whole script that I read is there's a young version of me because there's something that happens in the past and I'm a beat on the street reporter. And then later, now I've advanced and I'm an anchor woman. And on the script, they call the other one Young Shallon.
Oh.
And I was like, well, why don't you just call me Old Shallon? I mean, can it just be Shallon 1 and Shallon 2?
Now, obviously, you must be a pleasure to work with because the same people, the same production company, they hired you for Masterpiece. They hired you for Guardian.
Right.
They must have been happy with you because then they offered you Masterpiece, correct?
Yes.
And now they've offered you another film.
Yes, Squad 2 and Squad 3, where I'll be playing an FBI agent. So they're sequels to Squad 1.
So... I mean, these are four movies pretty quickly.
Yeah.
That's
so
amazing.
Now is Heather kicking herself for not doing this role? Because it sounds like these people are pretty loyal to their cast.
Yes. I mean, I feel like I'm working with like Steven Spielberg, who always wants the same people back. Okay, but maybe not Steven Spielberg, but you know, somewhere along those lines. I mean, I'm just hoping. The weird thing about the whole Heather thing is I'd like to use this as a reference. Let's just say that you're an accountant and I'm an accountant. And my accounting firm has an opening for an accountant. And I go, hey, by the way, our accounting firm has an opening. That is not me offering you a job. That is me saying there's an opportunity here.
Yeah.
And then you say, okay, I'm in. And I go, great. That's great. And then I call my boss and go, I think I have somebody for the accounting position.
Of course.
That is how this all started in my mind. How it has escalated to whatever it is at this point, I'm like, I'm not a casting director. That's not what I was putting down. I was saying, you're an actor, I'm becoming an actor, and there's a role available.
Yeah.
I thought it was straightforward.
Well, so if you watch Real Housewives of Orange County, you'll see. I think she was expecting like an offer, or I don't know what was happening, but it seemed to me you were just trying to just connect to people.
And I thought it would be fun to have someone on set with me for my very first movie. You know, we could read lines together and work together. I thought it was going to be an all a positive thing. And I don't know if she's kicking herself for not doing it, but at the same time, I also think that in her mind, she thought I was playing the lead. And so she was like, oh, if you think I'm going to be playing under you've got to be kidding me. Right. You know, your first movie. And it wasn't her. She was one of the leads.
Right. And she has the acting chops to do that.
Absolutely.
But I'm just curious. So she never called. They never called her. She never, like, did you just kind of get, well, wow, if you're going to be so difficult here, I'm not even going to make the connection? Or did they connect with her and not hire her?
Well, it's convoluted, but. So what happened was she said, I'm in. And then we did an acting class together. We had an acting coach come in and she read with me and we had that all set up. And then I had created a script for her, printed a script for her and had it bound.
I remember that.
And was giving her the script and thought she would leave with it. And when she first got there, I said, I really want you to do this role. I really hope you're going to play this role. And I had sent her some pictures of the set. And then she said, you're so cute. And I was like, what does that mean? Because, see, I'm not cute. That's not a word I would use for me. And, like,
you're young,
you're
Shallon.
So cute. Yeah, right? No, I'm old Shallon is the problem. But the whole, you're so cute. Like, you're so cute if you think I'd be in a movie with you, is how
she
I
felt dismissed.
Very dismissed. And then I give her the script and then just play along, take it with you. And she left it on my table when she left the house. And I was like, okay, I got it. It hurt my feelings that it felt very dismissed.
So you got the role. You obviously did well, and now they offered you. Then they offered you a second film, which you already shot, correct?
I shot my anchor scenes.
Okay, so that's done. Yes. So now you've done two films in what? Is this a 2-year period, a 1-year period?
No, I was there for 1 week when I shot Guardians and then my first scenes for Masterpiece, but now everything's on hiatus, so I only shot my anchor scenes, and I haven't shot with the other actors yet.
Oh, I see. So you still have scenes to shoot for Masterpiece.
Yeah.
Then when the strike is done, then they'll go into Squad 1 and Squad 2.
Squad 2 and Squad 3, yes.
Squad 2. Oh, there's already been a Squad 1.
What happened
one.
To Squad 1? Yes.
So they're bringing you on in Squad 2.
I have to catch up.
Yeah, we got to watch that.
We have to watch Squad 1.
I know.
You can't just jump in.
So obviously there was, watching the show, there was tension between you and Heather. Has that been resolved at all?
Well, interestingly enough, I thought it was resolved, and then we all had holiday dinner together. Well, Tamara and Shannon didn't come, so it was Gina, Emily, Jen, and myself. And Heather, of course. And everything was great. I sat next to her. We had a holiday dinner. And then Heather's birthday rolled around in January, so not that long after the holidays. And she threw herself a few birthday parties.
We got one of those here, too, at Jeff Lewis Live.
And I always thought one was enough. Maybe a $50,000 tea party would have been enough. I don't know. But she threw her birthday parties, and she invited everyone except for Tamara, Shannon, and myself.
So, wow, we're living parallel lives right now.
You, Tamara, or Shannon to her birthday party?
Yeah,
correct.
So there's a lot of people were invited.
Yes,
and she excluded the three of you. But did the other housewives go? Did Jen go? Did Emily go? Did Gina, were they invited?
They were invited. Emily is the only one that I know of that went. But you know, here was the thing.
Like, so the three of cast members were invited, and three were not.
Correct. And, you know, it's like here, right? You're in office. If I work for my accounting firm that I brought up, if I'm working
very
there,
successful.
And I know, right?
Abacus
I actually am not an accountant, I'm just using it as a reference. But if I'm having a party, a birthday party, and I invite the whole office except for two or three people, it reminds me of when you're in first grade and somebody hands out invitations to everyone, and they exclude people. It's not professional.
Just it's like grade. A bullshit high school mean girl move.
100%.
We got something like that going on around here.
Yeah,
right
because
now.
we work together. I mean, we're in business together. It's not just like catty girl fight.
Consider the source.
Nice.
I'm good with Heather right now, so I don't want to rock the boat. This is just, you know. But we have a co-host here, Megan. She's having a big birthday party on Sunday. I keep bringing it up every day. And she hasn't invited any of the chumps. As far as we know, maybe there could be chumps going. Maybe she's excluded a few.
I wasn't invited, and she said nobody was invited.
Mm.
I didn't say, you didn't invite me.
But she was on the air yesterday or the day before, and she was saying that, you know, if I invite one chump, I have to invite all the chumps. But here's the thing. So you invite 20 chumps. 10 show up. Who gives a fuck? She's like, it's expensive. How much really? how much really is it for 10 more people? Nobody eats. Everybody's on Mounjaro. So,
right, exactly.
Like, the food cost will be $40. We do drink a lot, though.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, but she didn't invite any of us.
As far as we know. As far as we know, we don't know.
Well, wouldn't there be invitations on your desk?
Maybe you didn't get an invitation.
But the other thing is, what's Heather complaining about the cost? Oh,
right.
I can't invite those three. Ooh, it's way too expensive.
Yeah. It's divisive, I think.
Yeah, well.
I don't like it. I'm one of those people that, you know, I've when I have parties, I invite everybody.
Exactly. And also, I like Heather. It's just this tension that's going on. I guess we'll see how it resolves on the reunion.
It's a bad move politically, I think, to do that.
I agree. I think it's.
And I'm hurt because I thought we were closer friends than that, to be honest with you.
Megan.
If you, yeah. I thought we were.
You and Heather?
Heather and I thought we were close. I should have been invited to her party.
I was invited to Heather's party.
Yeah. No, I mean, when we did, I did a very like expensive Napa trip for Stu's birthday last year. And Megan was the top of my list, Megan and Ben. And we only took like four other people. And we, you know, I just.
So should you have invited, by your logic, should you have invited me and Shane and all the other chumps?
I think there's a difference when you're doing like an intimate dinner or a trip versus having a party where, look, it's extremely expensive to take 25 people to Napa, right? Yeah. But if I'm having a party in my backyard, it doesn't fucking matter whether there's 30 people or 60 people. It really doesn't make a difference.
She is hosting all the chumps on the 19th, though. She might be thinking, why would I host the same 40 people 2 weeks apart?
I don't know. Just telling you my feelings.
Is she not feeling the pressure?
No, I don't. I also think that this thing she's doing Sunday, which none of us were invited to, but I don't think it's.
But there's gays going. It's a fairy party.
No, Jeremy and Tim.
Jeremy and Tim. Yeah.
Well,
but maybe
okay. They're
invited because they have a winery and they bring free wine.
We are going to Megan's house the following week. And you're going to be at my house.
I don't know if I'm going.
Too.
I don't know if I can make it.
Well, you're
going
to be at my house for Carney and Kibitz.
I don't know if I can make it.
This is like the Real Housewives of Jeff Lewis.
It's worse.
When you went to Montana, the trip on Montana,
yes.
You were very shocked to find. Well, first of all, you had you went white water rafting, and you had a guide and a rower, he was in charge of the boat.
Yes.
And he was wearing short shorts with no underwear, and his balls fell out of the shorts, and you saw his balls.
I 100%. Actually, Tamara and Jen saw him first, and then I saw Tamara in shock and say something to Jen, and they start giggling, and I'm like, what? Because I was on the other side of the boat. Like, I don't want to be excluded, like the birthday party. And so then she goes, his ball. And I was like, oh my. And so I look, and then we can't stop looking. So we're supposed to be facing forward and rowing.
Were they nice balls?
It was like kind of big and purple. Maybe it was
purple.
I don't know. It just looked purple. It was weird. But it was only one ball, which was also weird. It was just
was
hanging
it the left
out
or
one,
the right?
It was on my side.
So
it was
it
the
his left.
Left
ball?
It was his left ball.
Okay, because you were on the right. Okay,
no, I was on the left, ball. And so every time I looked, it was on my side. It was I was ball side, not port and starboard. I was ball side of
it
the raft.
It's coming for you, Taylor.
Now you were shocked to find out that it's actually Shade's cousin.
It is.
No.
Yes.
Hold the phone.
I literally thought you were kidding for like 20 minutes when you were telling that story, because this kid lives off the grid in a tent by
Montana.
The river
yeah.
in Montana.
This is a first cousin of yours?
Yeah, my cousin Kevin. My mom sent me this picture in like November of him with you and
with Taylor,
Jen and Tamara Judge, and of my cousin Kevin. She's like, oh, look, Kevin met the Housewives. Do you know them? Ha ha. I was like, Tamara Judge?
Oh, my God.
His mom said that to my mom.
Right,
it was so
and then
funny.
We couldn't
it
stop saying the word ball after that. So I was, then I we were like, this is a ball. You're a baller. And then I was like.
So he had no idea his balls were falling out, his ball.
No, I mean, but then I said, I'm so sick of sandwiches. I hope we get spaghetti and meatballs tonight. And like, we just couldn't stop. And we got.
Did he ever get the reference?
No. And then he was so cute when we took that picture. He said, I'm going to have a viewing party for everybody in town
oh,
at
no.
the local bar.
Oh,
and
no.
then, like, and we all knew, like, I don't know. And there was a GoPro in the front of the boat, so I knew it was shooting right,
right
up the shorts.
At his balls.
I talked to Tamara at BravoCon last year, and that's when we made the connection about it. And so I knew this whole time that is the whole ball exposure situation. And his Kevin was so excited, and his mom was so excited. I talked to my mom. She was like, do I tell them? Like, she was like really conflicted. Like, do I warn them that this is going to happen? And I was like, well, maybe they didn't use it. I don't know. Don't stress them out. But then, of course, that was.
What
well,
was his reaction? What was his reaction?
I haven't talked to him since. I don't know.
Yeah, how'd that party go? How'd that viewing party go?
You know he has some nickname in town now.
For sure.
For sure.
Purple ball.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to be mortified when he watches that show.
It's already aired.
Oh, has he said anything? Well, he's off the grid. He doesn't have a phone.
He's off the grid. I don't know.
That might be better.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live every weekday on Sirius XM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel exclusively on the Sirius XM app. For a 3-month free trial, go to SiriusXM.com/Jeff Lewis. Terms apply.
She said, get out the chat room and clean my Glad stretch. Feeling pine so fresh.
The Glad Girl Group coming at you with a throwback jam. That was Glad Force Flex Drawstring Trash Bags featuring Pine Sol Original Scent. And that's better than all good. It's all Glad.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.